This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
That really works, maintain anonymity. There's a podcast with guys from College Humor. I guess I'll give it a listen and take my mind off of what's wrong. Seize the cheese, yes, do please. There's all these sticky situations that they're solving. We're getting advice from the Pigeon Shmuel, the love and the wisdom they're bringing. I wonder how Jake can be best friends with a cute little chipmunk with no sense of humor.
Now that I sleep though, with my hair in my ring, if I were you, podcast by Echo, I'll email Jake in a meeting with my problem. Give your advice way after I need it.
Fallout Boy, nice. At the onset of the song, I believed it was Sum 41, but I was wrong.
Sorry, we're not recording yet.
Okay, sorry. So you want to, if you just press the button, I can remember what I said.
All right.
I'll just be like.
And intro ended.
Fallout Boy, at the onset of the song.
Hold on one second. I need to get the levels right.
All right, sorry. Test.
Testing. All right.
Talking here.
Theme song just ended, okay. And... you're on.
Oh, all right. Sorry. Now?
Actually.
Fallout Boy.
Hold on 1 second. What? Ooh, Fallout Boy. Nice. At the onset of that song, I thought it was a Blink 182 or a fucking Sum 41 cover. But I don't know. I guess I'm kind of a moron like that. Jake here. What's that?
What are you doing?
I was just saying that. I thought that was a Fallout Boy.
Fallout Boy?
Fallout Boy cover.
You stole my joke, said it as yourself, and then claimed to be me.
Oh.
And you did a worse job of me. I guess it wasn't even a joke.
Yeah.
That's almost why it's weirder that you stole it.
What you did was steal something of no value to me, like a sponge.
Also, I think you made it me say it extra time so you could learn it.
This is the guy who wrote last week's theme song, which is the Blink 182 cover. This guy did a Fallout Boy cover for us. It's Rob August. We forgot to shout out his Instagram last week, so we're going to do it right now, Rob_August. Tell Jake I said hi. I played his evil twin in a project a couple years ago, as you can see from my Insta. What do you think that means? He played your evil twin in a project.
I am not sure. What's his Instagram? I'll look at it.
Rob_August.
But he said a couple years ago, so I'll have to like scroll.
Yeah. Did you ever shoot something where you had an evil twin?
Probably.
Oh, that's cool. Like you don't even fucking remember.
Oh, Jesus. I wrote Rob underscore. Like, I did an underscore, and then I wrote underscore.
Is that just because your brain is sort of scattered right now?
I think so. I think it's because I'm scattered and I'm stupid.
We're recording this before the holidays, but this is coming out December 24th. It's a goddamn Christmas Eve episode of our show.
This guy is tatted and jacked.
Really?
I did find it.
Oh.
I am in the photo.
Oh.
I have absolutely no recollection of this day.
Let me see.
I have a theory.
Yeah.
Of when it was.
Uh-huh.
I think I know when it was.
This was when? What's the date on the photo?
July 30th, 2014.
Wow. Nearly 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Let's see it. And this is you in the photo with this guy, and he's playing your evil twin.
Yeah.
Where is that?
So I think, I'll tell you where it is. I think you're going to get it.
You
it
are
was at Siren Studios.
Why are you wearing a weird shirt?
And I believe you were in the next room.
Oh, is this the video game thing we did? We like hosted a video game marathon.
Yeah.
Where we were doing weird like, challenges.
Yeah, for like Skype.
Yeah. I forget what that was for. It was with Bobby Lee, right?
Bobby Lee was the host. It was like you and I playing video games for... The idea was like... We want to have Jake and Amir play like legit 48 hours of video games.
Straight.
Or like legit 24 hours. And they asked us to do it. And we're like, obviously not. We're not going to
do it for 48 hours straight.
Yeah. So they like faked it, I guess, right? They must have.
And then
they were like, but we did have to do like two 12-hour days of it or something.
Yeah. And they kept throwing challenges at us that we didn't really want to do, but it was being live streamed. So like at one point we were planking with, like a little person on our back. Is that true?
Yes. They were like, who can do a plank longer with a little person on their back? It was insane.
It was a shit show.
That is so awful.
The fact that we did it
in 2014. Well, we didn't know it was, that was the challenge. It was like, we're going to throw challenges at you.
Right.
And then it was like, as we were there.
Yeah.
Like, okay, now you guys have to do it. There was one that was just like an eating contest. They're like, all right, which one of you guys can eat more spaghetti? And I was like, I'm not going to eat any spaghetti. So Amir's going to eat more.
And then like we also played video games that we didn't know how to play against each other.
That's right.
So it was like gamers watching us not knowing how to play video games, sometimes doing a plank, sometimes not eating spaghetti, and sometimes playing a game that we don't know how to play against each other.
Yeah.
And that was to inspire some sort of awareness for...
It was to make cash and to have money is what it was for.
I don't even remember the... product. It was a voice recognition video game thing where it was like, it wasn't Alexa, but it was like, Alexa, play this game, and it would play.
Right. Was it? Oh, I thought it was like a Skype thing with integration with video games.
Right. But then it was so early on in that development that like we would say it and it wouldn't work, but it was live streamed. So it'd be like, play game. And it was like, do not know what that is. And they're like, hold on. And then like a marketing person would walk in
super stressed up.
Yeah.
Shit.
Hey,
we're like,
shit.
We really need to
Did you press the button on the remote control?
It's all being live streamed.
Yeah, exactly. Meanwhile, you're not eating pasta, and that's supposed to be good for the product.
So this guy played my evil twin, which I guess I sort of remember now. I don't know. I can't remember if I don't know if I remember it or if it's like...
Now that you I saw the photo.
Right. And the photo created, is a memory.
Yeah, but it's not actually a memory that you had. You think that video exists anywhere, that live stream? Do you think a human can see it if they wanted to? You think they posted it somewhere to a website that's accidentally still online?
I would hope not. But yeah, it probably is online somewhere. I bet it's on YouTube somewhere.
That's awesome, man. Anyway, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
Where are you right now if it's Christmas Eve? Where are you doing that?
I am in Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
In Connecticut at my Aunt Susie's house.
Going ham on a ham.
She makes some food. We have some pizza.
Pizza?
Sometimes there's pizza. Sometimes there's like other food that people make. My mom makes cookies. We sing Christmas carols.
Oh, really?
Legit. It is Christmas Eve. We do presents. We do Christmas carols. We read the night before Christmas.
Oh, you read a Christmas book?
Yeah. We do. We go hard on Christmas.
Does it
on the Crick side of the family?
Does it feel like Thanksgiving, or does it feel even more Thanksgiving-y than Thanksgiving? Is it more of a holiday than Thanksgiving?
It's more of a holiday than Thanksgiving. I think Thanksgiving is like an excuse to see everybody, and then there's like, oh, and look, there's turkey, and it's fall, and there's like a couple things, but Christmas is like about Christmas.
Yeah,
there's a tree. There's Santas, there's gifts, there's like wreaths, garlands, lights.
Is there a ham? I want to know if someone's taken a ham out of the oven.
We don't do a Christmas ham.
And then next day, are you eating ham?
No, I mean, Christmas Day for our family is like we do Secret Santa in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And then the rest of the day, we're just hanging. There's not really any like Christmas traditions.
Got it.
It's like after we open the presents, we become Jewish again.
Oh, like that was it. It wears off.
The spell is gone.
The curse has been lifted. And it's just hating each other until Passover.
Our favorite holiday.
Where we do eat a ham on matzah.
I love Christmas Eve. I think it's really nice.
Would you say it's your favorite holiday?
Christmas is definitely my favorite holiday. What's your Christmas Eve like?
You don't even fucking realize that it's the 24th of December. It might as well be the 21st. You're at a movie, maybe. You're at home watching a Laker game. You're doing nothing. Yeah, there's a football game on.
So you don't
or there
see the
isn't.
Family.
The family?
Yeah.
No, I have no family. Between the 21st of December and I want to say like the 30th of May, I won't communicate one word with my brothers or my mother or my father.
Yeah. So you're a bad guy year round.
No, I'm a sour man from December to May. When the sun comes out again and temperatures reach 80 degrees, I'm able to have fun again with my family as a tanned little friendly constructive son.
Constructive.
I'm giving criticism.
Like, yeah.
If
you describe yourself as a son as constructive, you're a bad guy.
I'm a good
son. You're a sad man.
I'm a constructive son.
You're a
son.
Small-minded, petty little...
Everybody gets away with shit while Amir is hibernating. That's what I call it, hibernating, because I don't see
them
during the winter.
You're probably a tween-age dweeb, I would say.
A tween-age dirt dweeb, baby. Yeah. All right, let's try to answer some questions. People still need our guidance, even though it's Christmas.
Yeah, especially because it's Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Ho, ho, okay. Let's start with this guy who will call... Christopher J. Kringle.
Santa!
So here it is. I work in a busy emergency department, and recently one of the nurses I have worked with for years has left. I had a thing for her, but we didn't get so flirty, and because she had a boyfriend. The day she left, she kissed my lips and said she had a thing for me for so long.
Okay.
We speak daily over text since. This was about 5 weeks ago. I literally adore her and would jump at the chance to have a future with her. But on the other hand, I would never break up a couple, as I know how much it would hurt him. My head and my heart are constantly battling over this issue. What should I do? Thanks. Love, Chris Kringle.
That's not very Santa-like.
He wants to break up a relationship.
But that's, I think it's...
Actually, he doesn't want to, and that's the problem.
Right. It's one thing to not needle, and it's another thing... to like completely abstain when somebody in a relationship is like kissing you and saying that they like you.
Yeah, that you didn't needle.
Yeah.
It's on her. And maybe this relationship and guy are bad. Most likely
they are
bad.
If that's what's happening.
Yeah.
But I think you don't want to enter a relationship this way.
I feel like you can wait and the relationship will die. Right. I mean, if a girl is kissing somebody else and said, I had the hots for you, and then you've been texting daily ever since, it seems like the writing's on the wall.
Yeah, but I think that you can do your part to break them up and be a good guy by saying, I want to do this the right way. I want to date you with honor.
With valor.
Yeah.
Hoorah!
That's right, with valor. Y'all always behave with valor, with honor. Hold yourself in the highest regard.
Sing!
The most Sing! Esteem.
That's the sword and that he has.
Yeah, you say, let's do this right. When you're single, I would love to take you out on a proper date.
Oh, that's good. You say when you're single, because then it puts the timeline on that person to hurry their shit up.
Yep.
So you're saying he doesn't necessarily have a green light to go ahead, but he does have a yellow light to proceed with caution.
Yellow light actually means to stop.
Yield.
Yeah.
He has to yield with caution.
I think
caution.
There's a yield sign. There's a merge sign.
Yes, he
you
has to merge.
You wait till the traffic clears and then you can merge. You can merge. And her name is Marge. Merge with Marge.
And yield accordingly. I can only imagine this relationship that she's in. It has an expiration date. You're still texting with her, which means the fire, the flicker, the flame is still going.
Yeah.
The more you text, the better your chances, or do you want to starve her a little?
I'm not even talking about chances anymore, because I think the chances, it's 100%. It's good to go.
It's going
to
happen.
Yeah. The light is green, but there's
a yellow.
Yield sign.
Or yellow.
It's not yellow.
You have to slow down and proceed with caution.
Yellow light means to stop. You're supposed to stop. You're not supposed to proceed with cross. If you see the yellow light,
what if you're
that
at
means
the
stop because the light's turning red.
What if you're at the intersection and it's too late? Would you then proceed with caution?
I would have to I'd have to proceed with caution.
I'd have to slam on my brakes and end in
you're
the
at
intersection.
At the intersection, the light's red. Yeah, you. Is there a turn on red?
I'll
red
do a Tokyo red? Drift, e-brake, steering wheel all the way to the left.
Roll the car.
Yeah, roll tide under a truck. You're now facing against traffic.
Under a truck. How's that for luck?
And you're ready to be with your soulmate. And this sounds like a way parents meet. It's like, yeah, my mom was dating somebody else, and my dad just kept chipping away and texting. And then she kissed him, and then it was over for them.
You hope so.
All I'm saying is that it's possible. It's probable. It's likely. And it's going to happen. So congratulations.
Grad.
All right, here's another question from a lady.
Ooh la la.
Who's a lady in the Christmas universe?
Mrs. Claus.
Miss Claus writes.
Mrs. Claus, not Miss. She's married to Santa, fucker.
I thought it was his sister.
No, it's not his sister. They're like a bunch of old perverts that live together.
They have the same last name.
Weird incestuous relationship. Of course they have the same last name because she took his last name when they got married.
That's not very feminist. What was her
name? It happened a long time ago before it was normal. For people that keep their independence.
What was Mrs. Claus's married name? Or sorry, maiden name.
Her maiden name? That's a good question.
Green.
You think she's Jewish?
I think so.
I don't think she moves to the North Pole for a Christian man with Christian values.
If Jesus was Jewish, then you better believe Mrs. Claus was raised Episcopalian / Jew mix. You know she ate latkes.
She's interfaith. Absolutely interfaith.
My name is Miss Claus. I'm a 19-year-old...
Mrs.
Why, you think she's married? I think she's his sister. I'm a 19-year-old female from Sweden, and I'm in a bit of a sticky situation revolving my relationship. My boyfriend, who's 21, and I have been dating for about a year, and lately we've had this problem that I can't seem to solve. The problem is that I pretty much always known I want lots of tattoos all over my body, something he only recently found out about. Now he absolutely hates the thought of me being, quote, covered in ink. He says it's the worst fear of his, and that he doesn't know whether he'll still have feelings for me or not. However, he always tells me that I should do what I want with my body, and that it's fine. But he just cannot let this go. He thinks I'm ruining my body by, quote, covering it up with tattoos. He also says that he wishes I could change my mind about tattoos, which I know I won't. I already have 3 small tattoos that he loves, by the way. And I'm planning to get more as soon as I don't want to refrain from... Sorry, I'm planning to get more as I don't want to refrain from getting them just because of what he thinks. I need your help because I have no clue what to do. I feel like our relationship has an expiration date. The day I have, quote, too many tattoos. But neither of us want to break up with the other. Is it worth staying with him? Do you think he'll change his mind? I don't want to choose between him or my tattoos. Can't I have both? It's worth noting that he also has a tattoo and wants more. Please help.
What?
Love, Kringle.
What a weird curveball.
Is Kringle, yeah. This guy likes some tattoos, just not a grip ton.
Yeah, well, too bad for him, I guess. Good, you don't have to get them on your body. That's fine.
So, but do you think there's her relationship has an expiration date the day she gets too many tattoos?
Tattoos, mate.
Maybe,
but I just think that is on the dude. This you should do what you want with your body, just as he says to you.
But what if she doesn't want to get it because she's afraid that he will break up with her?
Fuck him, dude. You should get it because you want it.
And then, if at a certain point, if you're completely covered in ink,
and he breaks up with you, then fine. Maybe you can't have both things. So maybe you do have to choose. I don't think that you have to choose right now because you're not covered with tattoos.
Yeah,
and he is just dislikes the idea. We have to do what you want, and then see if he doesn't like the reality.
It's like if your lover wanted to get a bunch of face tattoos, and you'd be like, I don't want you to do that. I don't know. Would you stay with someone who had like a blackface tattoo?
I mean, definitely not a blackface tattoo. I wouldn't be dating somebody in the first place that would do that.
What if she wanted to just get tic-tac-toe games all over her face and skull after shaving her head?
I mean, I can't tell her not to.
Exactly.
All you can do is set up your kind of like your line. So if you get a tattoo of a tic-tac-toe game on your forehead, I would have to break up with you. I won't stop you from doing that. But if you... I'm not going to be the X's or the O's. I'm not playing the game.
You'll be my ex.
You get the board. You are my ex.
And oh, baby, will it be sad. All right, how about this? You actually draw a line down the middle of your body. Tattoos on the right. Clean body on the left. Tattoo.
Tattoo. You get a tattoo?
How's that for drawing the line?
I guess bad, because that sort of is the worst of everything. Because it's like half your body is basically covering your body.
Might as well. Yeah. so it's like a still weird thing that you did. Like, why not just cover your whole body in tattoos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like a line down the body. I mean, people definitely do that.
And then what is the line? Like also a tattoo?
Does that count? It'd have to be a tattoo.
Yeah. So it'd have to be kind of on the tattoo side.
Tattoo.
Sweet ass. Mate. So do what you want. But is it okay if what she wants is not to get tattoos because she doesn't want to lose this man?
Yeah, then like that's still a choice that you make.
That's right. And it's okay to choose him, your lover, over you, your body. What if you end up being married and have a whole family? Then you'll value that over having tattoos anyway.
Maybe, but then you could also have a love life and a marriage and a whole family with somebody who loves you and your love for tattoos and your tattoos that are covering your body.
Now,
these are all the things that you have to consider when you decide if you want to have tattoos.
This is going to be a stupid
question.
The
choice is yours.
Yes.
You don't get to choose.
That's right. It's ultimately your decision to make. This is going to sound dumb, but, okay, and I'm going out on a limb, and I know you're going to think this is a dumb question, obviously, right? This is going to be stupid.
Right.
I'm lowering your expectation, putting the bar all the way down to the ground.
You're often foolish and bad.
This is going to be a really stupid question.
In a silly way.
If you have tattoos...
Tattoos.
And you then give birth to a baby, the baby, and I almost don't even want to ask this question.
I feel like I can get there. You're asking if the baby's born with tattoos.
No. I was going to say.
Are you asking if somebody
when you
has
ask, it's so obviously the answer, and I want to know what it is, but I feel like I already know it. But just
you
for
do
people
feel like
at
you already
home,
know it?
Yes.
If you feel like you already know it. And you were definitely apprehensive about asking the question because MMEB,
I'm not afraid to ask a question because I know there are
no
bad
you're
questions.
You're tiptoeing around it, and you didn't ask it, and you're like also making a real meal of it.
Yeah.
So I want to.
I'm just worried if somebody's at home listening and they don't know the answer. I'm not afraid to be that martyr for them to not know.
So I'd like to just like address the elephant in the room here.
Yeah.
That is a stupid question.
Yes.
That's a really dumb question.
Correct.
Right?
And I said like, so. I said as such. So your words mean shit to me.
All right, well, it sounds like you're
and I'm not getting mad at
you
that because I actually came ahead of it.
You've grown.
I came ahead of the curve to make you look like a fucking moron. What's the answer?
Angry. You're cursing it.
It's
angry.
Yes.
Oh. Oh, man.
It's yes.
It's oh, jeez.
What?
So you know it's a stupid question. You know it's stupid because of how dumb it is, because of how obvious the answer is why it's so stupid.
Correct.
Because there's an obvious answer
correct.
To the question.
And the answer is yeah. Sorry, the answer. Yes, they don't have tattoos, is what I meant to say.
That's not what you meant to say.
Tell me what the fuck the answer
is. You don't even... They don't come out with tattoos.
Right. That's
Jackass.
Just what I was saying.
A tattoo is a drawing on your skin. With
yeah.
Ink.
It's not like a genetic
you think,
fucking.
No, it's not
can
a
you imagine
thing.
Thinking like, okay, so
you
what
did,
if I.
Can I imagine you did think that.
If I have a scar on my hand, the kid's not going to have one, right? Right?
I don't know, bud. Why don't you tell me?
Because scar is different, right? Like if I have red hair, I might have a redheaded kid.
Yeah, that's genetics.
Right.
And scars, are they genetic? Are you born with a scar?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
or do you get a scar?
This is like what I think is pretty interesting about
it. It's not interesting. It's another stupid question.
All right.
And you're
all
a
right.
stupid man.
All right. Tis the season. Tis the season. I'm guilty.
You caught me. You crucified me.
It is Jesus' birthday today. We should say real quick. So happy birthday to the big one in the sky.
Hey, man, how old are you now?
We really appreciate
Jesus.
How
old are you now?
How old are you, Jesus? How old are you now?
So AD, or, yeah, like AD, right? Like there's before Christ and after death, right?
Yep.
Or before, now they say BCE, before current era and after current era, but it's all about like when Jesus came.
Mm-hmm.
So year is 2018.
Correct.
And that's basically 2018 years after Jesus walked the earth. But is it 2018 years after he died or 2018 years after he was born? Because he died at 33. So was Jesus living in like 33? But it wasn't 33 AD, or it couldn't have been like 30 AD because it's after death.
And I seem to recall that like, well, it's not after death. It's like some Latin word that might mean after death. But I also remember seeing like Jesus was actually born at 4 AD or something weird like that.
Interesting.
We'll look it up during the break. We'll come back and we'll educate all you idiots out there that actually don't know the answer to this pretty obvious riddle, which
you
is when
babies
Jesus...
were born with tattoos.
All right, we'll be back after this.
My question is smart, fucker.
Thanks for the sponsors.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's a non-movement
good.
Movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should
be. Check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But so
it's fitness nah.
Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, Check out squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. And we're back.
Ow, ow, ow.
Our unsolicited advice is the slight bit of research we did during the break. All right, here we go. Ready? BC stands for before Christ, but AD is a Latin phrase, Anno Domini, which means in the year of our Lord, the year Jesus was born. That being said, he was actually born between 6 and 4 BC, and Jesus began preaching around AD 27 to 29. Was there a year zero? No, there was not. Whether applied to the Julian or Gregorian calendars, AD 1 is preceded by 1 BC. There is no year zero. Got it?
Not really. Not really at all.
But I don't think this stuff existed when it was going on. So right. Nobody was like, oh, when were you born? BC 2. Oh, so you must be 4 because it's AD 2 now.
Yeah.
This was all like thousands of years later, and they reverse engineered the calendar.
At what point were they like, okay, guys, a few years ago, it was actually year one. straight up, I'm telling you, I know we think it's whatever.
So the
4950 in the Gregorian calendar, but I'm gonna flip the script and say we're in 28.
So this says, according to the internet, which I absolutely agree is gospel fact, the original goal of the Gregorian calendar was to change the date of Easter in 1582. Europe adhered to the Julian calendar, first implemented by Julius Caesar in 46 BC. So that's really confusing, because if there was already a calendar in 46 BC, were they counting down to Jesus' arrival?
Yeah, they were counting down. That's fucking bizarre. There's absolutely no clarity, just more stupidity. I understand less than I did before. But you know what? This is kind of nice. Sometimes you find the answer, and sometimes you find so much information that you just like...
You back out of the room.
Yeah, you bail.
You walk into a room, you see a lot of confusing shit. You're like, never mind.
So I actually don't care anymore.
That's...
Sometimes you know the answer, and sometimes you stop giving a shit.
How's that for being a good student? Actually, the joke's on you, teacher. I don't have to understand algebra. I actually just have to stop caring.
I wash my hands of this.
And I think I'll be fine, regardless of how I do on this exam, is it?
Meanwhile, after this podcast, you're going to read for about an hour about the Gregorian calendar.
I want to know about time. This seems like something Streeter would know about.
That's true.
We should have him on the show and just discuss calendars and
or... We could just cold call him.
That would be awesome. Hey, Streeter. I know you're busy at SNL, but...
And raising a brand new baby.
What's the deal with the fucking calendar? Actually, I do know that July and August were added later. That's why September, which should be 7, is the 9th month. October, which should be 10, or 8, is the 10th month. And then November should be 9, and it's the 11th. So all the months are 2 months off because Julius and Augustus Caesar just wedged their months in between and made July and August.
Wow.
That's an understandable time fact.
Why did they do that?
Because it's cool to have a month. You know what's cool? It's not cool to have a name or an empire. How about a fucking month?
Yeah, but what?
Your birthday is my name.
It just seems like he could have been like, there's no more November. It is now August.
Yeah, instead he just wedged it in.
It's like, all right, we're making a brand new month. I'm not stepping on anyone's toes here.
How rich would you have to be to rename a month at this point? Just like a branded month. I was born on Amir, the fucking first.
That's kind of cool. First of Amir.
That's cool. So my months actually exist from the 15th through the 15th. So January 15th, February 15th is Amir. So my birthday, technically, this whole thing's so fucking dumb, but is Amir 3. Like, what is that?
Anyway, I think this bumble date's going fine.
And you haven't touched your
entree.
Just fingering her beef Wellington. I'm two knuckles deep in the soft meat. Are you going to eat this pea?
We're going Dutch, by the way.
What's gravy made of?
Oh, shit. I'm sorry about that. I spilled my rosé.
No way, rosé. We should also remind people about our Patreon. We're still making videos, Jake and Amir watch videos, plus a bonus version of If I Were You every Thursday on patreon.com/JA
inching incredibly close to releasing my speech at your wedding.
Yeah, if you can't get enough of us, the Patreon content is
a good gift. What about a last-minute gift idea? Because it's like Christmas. Like, shit, I haven't gotten this person anything.
That's cool.
I sign up for the Patreon for you. That's a gift that you might have, for someone that you might have completely forgotten about until now.
I also think we're rolling out the second iteration of Jake and Amir Watch Jake and Amir's, which we filmed after we got feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So the cameras are better. The chairs are different. We are pausing more.
That's right. Everything that you wanted is
you're getting
here.
So if you haven't subscribed, you get to go in and watch the new and improved based on the first draft of notes.
Enjoy the videos. All right, let's answer some more questions. Here's a question from Hanukkah Harry.
Very good. But Hanukkah's already over, okay? So we're going all Christmas, all the time. This question's from Rudolph. And you can fucking fight me if you want it to be from any other Jew in your life.
Blitzen's actually a quarter Jewish.
No, he's fucking not.
Not too shabby.
Blitzen's a Seventh-day Adventist.
What's up, Jake and Amir? I'm a longtime listener, first-time writer, 18-year-old college student from Cincinnati with some big old butterflies in my stomach. I'm dating a 19-year-old neighbor/coworker, and we've been together for about 4 months now. I've known her since I was 13. She's my best friend, and she's all I ever wanted. Things are going great, but yes, there's always a but.
Yes.
We are going away for the weekend to a remote cabin and having our own little Christmas. She wants to have a ton of sex and even wants to make me breakfast in nothing but her underwear. I'm super excited, but I'm nervous. We are spending the whole weekend together by ourselves. I'm afraid things won't be the same after our trip. Is it too soon for us to spend the weekend just the two of us? How long would you guys wait until you spent the weekend with your significant other? How should I act? Is there any advice for my two favorite Jews that you can bestow upon me? Thank you. P.S. Hardwin does not need minor illusion.
That's what's up, bro.
What's minor illusion?
Nothing.
You wouldn't get it.
The D&D podcast a few weeks ago came down to a literal dick measuring contest.
And?
So I think we were trying to, like, convince a bunch of dwarves to, like, trust us or something. And I was, like, in an argument with this dwarf, and we're each going to whip out our dicks, and Murph had us, like, roll to see who had a bigger dick. And I rolled the D20, but, like, before I even did that, Caldwell's character casted Minor Illusion to make my dick look big. But I rolled really well.
So you didn't need the
Minor Illusion. I didn't need it, but because it happened, I feel like... yeah, it really undercut, you know.
Yeah, it's like you don't have to lie.
Like, don't like no, no, don't cast any spells. I'm showing him my real hog.
One.
wait.
Anyway, this guy doesn't.
I had luck points. I would have used one. Anyway, this guy's a sweet, sweet little moron.
He's an 18-year-old.
You fucking idiot.
He doesn't have anything to worry about, but he's nervous nonetheless.
You're about to have the best weekend of your fucking life. A remote cabin over Christmas where you have a ton of sex and somebody cooks for you in their underwear. Just try to fucking enjoy it, okay? Not everything has to have a butt. Not everything has to be bad in some way. This sounds good, but how could it be negative to me?
Four dead today in a cabin fire outside of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Just be happy. Go fuck the weekend away.
But it does remind me of, like, when you're 18 years old, you just have no, like, you have no perspective on, like, the parameters of what's normal, what's weird, what's uncomfortable, what's fine. So, like, at 18 years old, being nervous about taking the first trip, is it too early and all this stuff? But odds are nothing bad will happen to you. Nothing bad will happen when somebody cooks for you in their undies / sexes you a lot.
Yeah, it's too early to take a trip when you feel like you're not ready for the trip. But, like, you are really excited. You like this person a lot. You want to go on the trip. You don't need to be like, but what's the norm? Should we be together for 2 months before we take a trip? Just go when you want.
Yeah. Do you remember your first trip with your first woman?
Yeah. I guess my first, like, solo trip where I went away with somebody. Yeah, I do.
which was when? How old were you?
I believe I was, I think I was 20. Yeah, I was 20 years old, and we went to Cape May, New Jersey, for like the weekend.
And it was the worst weekend of my fucking life. Run, get out now while you still can. Was it a roughly the 4 month mark?
No, I think, I guess technically I like visited this person at college and like she had visited me in New York. So it's sort of like mini trips. Right?
Yeah. Like when you visit someone at their college and then take a trip within that trip.
Yeah. So it, I guess we had done that. That's probably like my first trip was like visiting people at college. But I don't think that really counts. That's definitely not the same vibe as what this is.
Yeah. This is a 3 day date.
Yeah. Which is why I think the trip, I think my first one was Cape May.
Yeah.
Well, what about you?
I did like a same like trip from college because my first girlfriend didn't go to my school. So I would like drive to visit her and then we would drive somewhere else because she was in a dorm.
Yeah. Where did you drive?
Motel 6 outside of Oxnard, California. We spent 3 sorrowful weeks failing out of school with one another.
3 sorrowful weeks.
Yeah, we'd go to like Solvang
like
or Palm Springs.
The beginning of week 2 where you're full of sorrow.
Sorrow,
you
yeah.
You want to just call it. You
it's just like the kind of the cottage cheese ceilings, you know, that used to pop your balloons as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like
I think they call it popcorn ceilings.
Yeah, popcorn ceiling on the roof of a dingy motel.
Yeah. I could see why there was a lot of sorrow.
And that's all we ate, too, was cottage cheese.
I wanted, yeah, congratulations, bud. You got a good thing going. Enjoy it.
You're doing great. All right, one last question.
Yeah.
This one comes from another lady in the Christmas universe that we'll call Rudolph in a wig. That's right. Rudolph, a female reindeer.
Some of the reindeers have to be female.
Is that true?
Donner? Let's say, or Dancer, or Prancer.
Yeah. Actually, reindeer are, it's a male deer.
Really?
Yeah, and bucks are the female.
That's not true. Bucks are definitely the male.
Again, we're stupid in this episode. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there can be a male and female reindeer, but we'll call her Donner.
Okay.
Longtime listener, first time Donner. Here's the deal. I just found out that my ex that I hate so much because he dumped me not once, but twice. The first time a communal table at a coffee shop and the second time 2 days after meeting my dad, which he asked to do. I know,
Jesus.
I'm an idiot for having gotten back together with him, but that's not the issue. The problem is that I just found out that he gave me HPV. It's not one of the serious cancer-causing strains, and it will go away within a year on its own, but I'm still mad that he gave it to me. I hate him a lot, and I never want to talk to him again, so do I have to reach out to him and let him know about the status of his dirty dick? Much love. P.S. We dated for 6 months, and I haven't spoken since the breakup with me, and I called him something to the effect of a waste of time and space. So it ended in a nasty way, and now she has a disease, and she's like, do I have to let him know he's got the disease?
I don't think I know enough about HPV to give advice on it.
Well, if she says it's a non-serious cancer-causing strain, and we'll take that at face value, do you have to let your ex know about his dirty dick?
Yeah, I just
don't
know.
Do you owe it to that boy?
Yeah, I guess I always thought that HPV was like something that guys can just be carriers for and like not necessarily catch.
I've heard that too.
So like it doesn't, I just don't know if it means that he has a dirty dick.
But it can also mean that he can give it to somebody else.
Right.
So do you still tell him?
I guess if you dislike him, it'll probably make him pretty sad. So go for it.
Oh, you can say, by the way, you gave me HPV, you dirty dicked asshole.
Like just letting you know you gave me HPV.
So you do it in a polite way.
Heads up. Hope your Christmas is great.
That's cool. But do you say it in like a salty way or is it like just
the
message?
No, because
the
information is salty enough.
So you can almost be polite about it.
Yeah.
By the way, hope you're doing well. You gave me HPV. Enjoy the holidays.
Right. I don't think you have to be like polite or
Donner out.
I think you just be like dry with it. Like this is information that I think you should have.
BT dubs.
Yeah.
BT dubs is too casual.
BT dubs is almost like a little too like I'm being flippant about it on purpose.
Yeah.
But
you
I don't know if you want to do like the hey, hope you're well. Like, hey, just wanted to let you know you gave me HPV.
FYI.
As a heads up.
Is FYI too cash?
FYI is like, as a heads up, for as you start dating in the future, or like, or at, no, yeah, yeah, it's bad.
He did cheat on her.
Oh,
oh no, sorry, he dumped her not once but twice. Once at a coffee shop, and once 2 days after meeting the dad. I don't know about the cheating. He just dumped her twice.
Dumping twice is, I mean, I'm not 100% sure that this guy's so much of an asshole.
That you deserve to be mean about the HPV.
Dumping at a coffee shop sounds fine. That's like almost where you should do it. You're supposed to meet at like neutral ground.
Does a man deserve to know that he gave a woman HPV? Is it nice to say? Is it mean to say? Is it nice to keep
it a secret? It's necessary to say. Like, because he can take precautionary steps to not do it to anybody else.
It's that information going forward. It's going to affect his next lovers.
Yeah. And it'll make him a little sad. So there's that bonus for you. But I think I've changed my answer to tell him politely.
Yeah.
Because I think him breaking up with you twice isn't great, but neither is going back out with him.
It's really being nice to his next partner. So you want to be nice to a stranger. It's considered a good deed to tell him because he now it's on him to say the next for the person.
And ain't that in the Christmas spirit?
Tis the season, everyone. All right. That's it. We're out of time. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the holidays, I guess. Have fun with your families this week. And we'll be back next week. Oh, my God. Next week's episode will be a New Year's Eve episode.
Whoa. Why are all these straddled the holidays this way?
Why are all these holidays so back to back? Like, we spend all year and there's like a few holidays, and it's like Thanksgiving, New Year's, Christmas, all within 5 weeks of each other.
And Hanukkah. And don't forget about Hanukkah.
And Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
I'm saying like Thanksgiving should be in July, Christmas can be in December, it's then another big one in April.
They're all arbitrary.
Yeah, time is just a construct. I was born on Amir the Third, so like I feel like I have a pretty good leg up on the Gregorian or Blumenfeldian calendar at this point.
And I don't think she wants dessert, but I'll have I'll have a peek at the menu.
What do you have that's gluten and dairy free? Opening theme song again was written by Rob, your evil twin. This closing one is written by Nick Wheeler. Thanks to everybody that's written in over the holiday season and before. The email address for everything is ifireyoushow@gmail.com. We'll be back next week. Bye bye.
Yeah, 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 yeah. If I were you, kill myself in a Starbucks. No condom, that's no fucks. Patreon, that startup. Got a sitch that's bigger than hard one. Buy my mama's cookies. Buy my mama cookies. Pop still looking like a backpack. Cute girl in my class, she looking hot. What advice you got? Fuck, I got a problem now. I'm tryna shoot some bucket buckets. Coach Blumenfeld, hold it down. If I were you, if I were you,
that's
some
awesome.
Do that motto, follow, that's what I would do. Yeah, if I were you, ay, if I were you, yeah, ay, if I were you, ay, ay, if I were you, if I were, ay, if I were you, yeah, if I were you, if I were, ay, if I were you, ay, ay, if I were you, you bitch.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.